ever dig through a mountain of paperwork looking for one thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like when I spend an hour trying to find my car repair receipt to prove I actually got that headlight fixed twice.
Oh, wow.
Makes you wish for a digital solution.
For sure.
And that is what we're diving into today, how to drag your business aviation maintenance records into the 21st century.
Right.
And joining us, as always, is our aviation expert, ready to help unpack the latest guidelines from the NBAA,
Absolutely.
the National Business Aviation Association, for those just joining us.
Yes.
These updates are all about making that digital record-keeping transition smoother than, well, a brand new runway.
Yeah.
I, for one, am ready to say bye-bye to those dusty old filing cabinets.
I have to admit, it's about time. They really hit the mark with these guidelines.
Okay, so let's break down why everyone's so excited about digitization in the first place. The NBAA article we've got here really focuses on three major benefits, right?
They do.
Security, searchability, and shareability.
Yeah. And they're spot on. With digital records, no more lost or damaged documents. Think about it as your maintenance data getting a security upgrade, like backed up, secure, accessible.
No more frantic searches for lost logbooks
No.
or cringing over a coffee spill.
Right. And don't forget the time-saving magic of searchability.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that needle in a haystack analogy? That's what finding a specific record from, say, 5 years ago in a sack of papers feels like. But with digital system, you're talking about finding that information in seconds.
Now that is efficient. And speaking of efficiency, the NBAA also highlights how this all ties into compliance. It's
Right.
not just about convenience, it's about staying ahead of regulations and making audits easier.
Exactly. Compliance becomes less of a chore and more of a, well, a seamless
And
process.
let's not forget the power of shareability.
Yeah.
This is where real collaboration happens, right?
Yeah.
With digital records, you can seamlessly share information with your team, your maintenance providers, or even, down the line, potential buyers.
That's
Minimize errors, make sure everyone's got the same information.
Exactly. You're essentially creating one source of truth for all your maintenance data, which is better for everyone.
So going digital isn't just about ditching the paper. It's about this whole world of enhanced security, easy accessibility, and really easy collaboration.
Okay, so we've covered the why, the reasons to embrace this whole digital record keeping thing. Now let's talk about the how. Because honestly, moving an entire system, that can feel pretty daunting.
It can, yeah.
Like trying to put together one of those huge Lego sets without the instructions.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, nobody wants that. But luckily, the MBA's management guide, it's like having that instruction manual
It is, yeah, like having that trusty manual.
guiding us through. And we're
Yeah,
talking about
so.
section 3.8.4.1. This is like the heart of their updated guidance for going digital.
Yeah, they really lay out a clear roadmap. It's like if you were going on a road trip, you wouldn't just get in the car and go. You'd probably want to plan your route, maybe pack some snacks, make sure your GPS is working.
Exactly. A little preparation goes a long way. And the NBAA, they really emphasize that getting buy-in from your whole team is crucial. This isn't a one-man mission, it's a team effort. Everyone from your pilots to your maintenance technicians to the people managing the budget, they all need to understand the benefits and be on board.
It's all about getting everyone excited for the future, for that smooth, more efficient future. But once you have got everyone on the same page, now it's time to make a plan.
Right. And that's where that age-old question comes in. Do you do it yourself or do you hire someone?
Right, DIY or call in the experts. And that's where it's really about knowing what your organization is good at. Do you have people who can implement a whole new system? Or
Yay.
would it be better to find a vendor who specializes in that kind of digital transformation?
Right. It's like, deciding if you should fix up your house yourself or hire a contractor. Right. Exactly.
And, finding that balance between, okay, what can we do in-house and where do we need some help?
Exactly. And speaking of balance, the NBAA really highlights how important it is to keep the lines of communication open during the whole process. Regular check-ins, open dialogue, making sure to address any concerns that come up. It's all about making sure everyone feels informed and included every step of the way.
So it's not a set it and forget it type of
Yeah,
thing.
no.
You've got to, make sure that everyone's on the same page the whole time. Now let's talk tech. Let's talk about the software. What should we be looking for in a digital record-keeping system?
Well, the good news is that the NBAA doesn't really have a favorite. They get that every operation is different, right?
Sure.
What's important is finding a solution that works with your existing systems and workflows.
Okay.
Think of it like a puzzle piece. You want it to fit right in, not make things more complicated.
And it's got to be secure and user-friendly. I mean, those are important. We want a system that's as secure as can be, but also really easy to use.
Yes, exactly. And there are a lot of great systems out there, but the NBAA points out a few things to watch out for. One of the big ones is the learning curve. You want to make sure you pick a system that your team can actually use and that doesn't require them to, you know, learn a whole bunch of new complicated stuff.
Right. We want to make their lives easier, not harder.
Exactly. Exactly.
And while we're at it, we want a system that can grow with our business.
Yeah.
Something that's scalable.
Yes. The last thing you want is to outgrow your system just when you are hitting your stride. That would be awful.
So we've got our plan, we've got the team, we've got the technology, we're doing great. But this isn't a sprint, it's more like a marathon.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
So we need to make sure we don't burn out along the way.
That's right. And that's exactly why the MBA, they stress how important it is to build a system that will last, that can grow and change as your business does.
Mm.
It's not just about, you know, taking your paper records and putting them online. You have to think about how you are going to maintain and update those records and make sure they are useful for years to come.
It's about more than just the present moment.
That's right, yeah.
It's like we always treat these big changes like a one-time thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like checking something off a to-do list, yeah. And that's it.
Right.
But it's really about building something that lasts.
It is, yeah. It's like planting a seed versus, you know, having a whole garden.
Oh, that's a good analogy.
You have to think long-term and you have to, you know, help it grow and change when it needs to.
And the NBAA actually gives some good advice about how to do that.
They do.
One of the most important things they talk about is writing down your processes, like having those standard operating procedures.
Right. Your SOPs.
Exactly.
Think of them as your playbook for digital record keeping.
Yeah.
You know, how you handle everything. This way, things stay consistent even if you have new people join your team or if your fleet grows.
So everyone's playing from the same song sheet, basically.
Exactly.
I like that. Here's another good point from the NBA. They talk about doing a retrospective.
Yes.
After you've gone totally digital.
Right. Like a debrief.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like hitting pause and asking, what went well?
Yeah.
What could we do better?
Exactly.
Figure out what you can improve.
Right. And it can help you make your systems even better, more efficient.
So it's all about constantly improving.
Yes, exactly. It never stops. And it's not just about the technology itself. It's about making efficiency part of your culture, getting everyone to see how important these digital tools are.
Okay, before we wrap up this deep dive, we've got to talk about electronic signatures.
Yes.
Or e-signatures.
Right.
The NBAA really went all out on this in their updated guidelines. They even expanded a whole section about it.
Yeah. Section 3.8.1.8.
There you go.
For good reason. These are super important. They really streamline approvals for, you know, your logbook entries and stuff like work orders and all of that.
It's all about making things easier and faster.
Yes. Exactly. No more trying to decipher bad handwriting.
Or chasing down signatures.
Exactly. Plus, it really helps with security and knowing who did what. You've got a clear record of who signed what and when they did it. No more guessing games.
That sounds like a win for compliance.
Absolutely.
But I'm guessing there are some things we should keep in mind if we're going to pick an e-signature solution.
Absolutely. The biggest one, make sure it follows all the FAA regulations. You know, compliance is non-negotiable.
Right. Of course.
And security is key.
Right.
Make sure your data is protected. So look for things like good encryption.
So it's not as easy as just downloading the first e-signature software we find.
Right. You want to make sure it's the right one for aviation.
And probably similar to what we talked about with digital record keeping, we want something that integrates with our current systems.
Yes, exactly. Don't make it harder than it needs to be.
We have talked about a lot today. The why and the how of digital record keeping and even e-signatures. I got to say, I'm excited for the future of aviation maintenance.
Me too. Me too. It's not just about using the latest technology. It's about what this can do for your business. Think of all the time and resources you could save. What could you do with that extra capacity?
That's the question. Would you take on more clients? Get some fancy new equipment, or just, you know, take a well-deserved break. So many possibilities. The NBAA is saying it loud and clear, digital is the future, and they've given us the tools to get there. If you're ready to embrace the change, there are tons of resources out there. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time. Happy flying.